This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. As we all know, winter weather is a reality of life here in New Hampshire. More snow appears to be headed our way for the weekend. But until the storm actually gets here, it's often hard to know if it's going to be a wintry mix or freezing rain or how dangerous driving conditions could be in certain parts of the state. Research is underway at Plymouth State University that could help more accurately forecast winter storms. Sam Miller is an associate professor of meteorology at Plymouth State. He joins us now to talk about the snow level radar experiment. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
So, Sam, what's the idea behind the experiment?
The device, the snow level radar, attempts to measure the point above the radar device where the precipitation changes phase. For example, it may begin as snow and then melt and change into rain at some different altitude above the radar.
And what's your goal for this research? How accurate do you think these forecasts can get?
It's part of a larger project that we have gotten started on about 2 years ago to understand better the different kinds of conditions that lead to, well, the different aspects of wintry mix that you brought up, for example, freezing rain or ice pellets. And this device will show us, for example, the depth of a warm layer aloft in which snow might melt, changing into rain, and also the depth of a very cold layer near the surface of the Earth in which that rain may re-encounter temperatures below freezing and then freeze on contact with the surface of the Earth.
So what do you hope to do with that data in the long run? How do you hope to implement that on a wider scope someday?
Well, the first objective is to better understand the conditions associated with different kinds of precipitation here in Plymouth. For example, rain, freezing rain, ice pellets, snow, heavy wet snow versus very light fluffy snow. And then that can be broadened out to a larger area in New England. It will also help to ultimately improve the forecasts. We hope it would, at least, to improve the forecast for our area in the wintertime that are generated over at the Gray Main Forecast Office.
We've certainly seen recently that it can be very tricky to forecast, very localized conditions. This study is looking at being able to better predict some hazardous driving conditions. Is there a public safety aspect to the research?
Absolutely. As you said, these conditions can change on a very localized scale. Over a distance of just a few miles in one direction or another, it might be ice pellets, also known as sleet, or freezing rain. It could be rain, it could be snow, and that's because of the complex terrain of New England. We have valleys that might trap bubbles of cold air, so you could have freezing rain, for example, falling in a valley, but on the top of a hill, it might be ordinary rain. And so, yes, there's definitely a public safety aspect. I just had the pleasure of driving back from Plattsburgh on Sunday night through 180 miles of freezing rain and witnessing more car accidents than I can count. So if we could improve our ability to forecast those conditions, to, for example, tell the difference between, say, freezing rain on this stretch of the highway versus sleet on this stretch of the highway, that might give people, a little bit more time to think about where they want to drive.
And at some point, that could be implemented in real time for people with maybe an app or some kind of online device?
One would think, yes.
Sam Miller is an associate professor of meteorology at Plymouth State. He joined us to talk about the snow level radar experiment. Sam, thank you.
Thank you.